Good evening, everyone. You are now listening to the Monday night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and I just like to welcome everyone to the show. And I just want just a quick reminder, you know, the show is every Monday at 8:30, and we have fantastic guests on the show. I want you to share this information, these nuggets, with members of your downline, online, friends and family, because no matter what network opportunity you're in, I'm sure they can find a lot of great tips from listening to the show. Well, today we're going to talk about referrals, because the reason why I selected referrals this week is because referrals can be the lifeline of your business. And any business person will tell you that referrals are very important. It's the best way to generate leads, and more importantly, it's the best way to get or to increase your sales through referrals. So let's talk about let's talk about different ways in which you could have referrals. But one of the things, I like, which really is the basis for D&I, is referral sharing. You know, find someone in your circle of friends that are who has a business that may be similar to yours. For example, a hair salon. For example, a fashion boutique in your area. And what you want to do is, what you want to do is say to that person, say the person's name is Mary, say, "Mr. Mary, you know, I said, you know, as you know, I sell Avon, and I would like to partner with you. And, you know, I will refer customers to you in exchange for you referring your customers to me." That's a perfect way to do it. And what you would do, you know, every time you get a referral, you would say, you know, go see Mary Ann Salon and tell them that I refer them. And then, you know, keep track of the people in which you refer to the various businesses. So when you have a communication with that particular person, you can say, you know, listen, Suzanne is going to come. She's one of my customers. I'm referring her to you. So this is what they know to look out for that person, also to know that, that you had actually referred the person to them. This is very important. This way, you know, you're kind of going to get credit for the referral. Another thing you want to do is, in terms of referral, is, you know, once you get a referral from a customer, you want to thank them for for the referral in which they have actually given you. So, you know, thanking your referral partner is very important, and you can do that in several ways. You can either call them up and personally thank them. You can send them a an e-card. You can send them my personal favorite is a send-out card. You can also send them a personal handwritten note. But, you know, you want to send them something, you know, just to encourage them to, you know, to send additional referrals and also to express your appreciation. Another thing you can do, if you have clients who don't refer, create another, you know, and then they're afraid to or don't know how to, create another way for them to recommend your services. Sometimes people just don't want to share, you know, their contact or their contact information. So, you know, you have to find another way for them to give you leads without making it feel like them giving you leads. And one perfect way of doing that is by asking them for simply a testimony, you know, saying, you know, how wonderful your service is and how they enjoyed your service. So don't be afraid to ask your customers for a testimony, particularly when they don't want to, you know, give you, you know, their friends or their families, their customers' telephone numbers and things of that nature. So ask for a testimony. And then once you have the testimony, one of the things you can do is put that testimony either in part of your brochure. You can take that testimony and you can put it in your tagline, in your email. If you have a newsletter that you've created, you can put that testimony there. That's a wonderful place to put it. So, you know, make use of the testimony in which you receive. And you can also include a referral appreciation blurb in your printed newspaper. You can ask people who's on your email list or who's on your email newsletter list. You can ask them, you know, can you please send me a referral? You could actually add that in your newsletter. I mean, why not? You'd be surprised how many people would respond to that. Also, in your email newsletter, you can also request, if you got value from this newsletter, to share it with someone. You know, we all do newsletter. I'll tell the story. I do, for those people on my email list, I do a newsletter every month, at the end of the month, and I've had someone wanted me to write for a newsletter. So you want to make sure you have someone, you know, that you have some value, and ask that in your newsletter. You never know where your newsletter is going to go. Ask them to take your newsletter and share with others. The next thing you want to do, you want to add to your email, your signature. If you go in, like, for example, you have a Google, you can go into your settings, and you can actually put in a signature. For me, I have, like, best regards, Patricia McDowell, and then I have my website on there. But in addition to that, you could also write, referrals are appreciated. And so this one, you know, let people know. Sometimes people think in terms of referrals. Oh, yeah, I can give a referral. So, you know, just you can write that in your email signature, that referrals are appreciated. Also, you want to add a referral appreciation tagline, or referrals are greatly rewarded, to your business card. You can add that same thing to your business card. Referrals are greatly rewarded. Excuse me. And, you know, and what you can say to a person, if you meet a person in the street when you're talking about rewards, you can say, you know, if you give me a referral, I will give you a free Avon sample. And that free Avon sample could be one of those packets of skincare that we have on those 4x5 cards. I think that's the size. Or you can give them, like, a perfume sample, particularly ones that's in a little tube. Just for giving you a referral. Okay, make sure your current clients know about your services you offer, because a lot of times, you know, your clients only know that you sell skin so sore, but they should know that the other things that you do, that you do consulting in terms of, you know, what skincare is the best skincare products to use, that you do Avon parties, home parties, or that you do vending for different organizations, you do fundraisers. And let your current customers know all the services that you actually perform, and then say to them, you know, if you know anybody can use my services, you know, please let me know, and you know, I'll give you a little, you know, referral gift. You can always tell them. And so, and I like to always keep on hand when you go into your what's new. Sometimes you have those bungles. It's always nice to buy at least one or two of those bungles and keep them to the side. But those things, when you break them up, can make nice, wonderful gifts. And especially if you pair them up with something from the dollar store, like the little sponge or whatever you want to pair it up with, it makes a wonderful gift. So, you know, you can use that as a referral gift. So let your customers know exactly everything, all services that you provide, and also everything that you sell. A lot of times they don't even know we have the Tiny Tulia. They don't know we have the Great Mark products. They just know we're Avon. Let them know everything that you do, so that this way they can better refer you to others, to their friends and their family. Be proactive. Refer people to other businesses that you have a client similar to yours. So, you know, you may, what you may want to do, and again, this gets back to what I said before, if you know of a hair salon, you know, be proactive. You know, recommend someone to them. You know, even maybe before even having a conversation with the salon. And then, you know, maybe a week later, you say, oh, Mary, you know, I referred Mary Sue to you to have a perm done. You know, did she make an appointment? Oh, yes, she did. Oh, great. Excellent. Listen, I would really appreciate, you know, if you get any referrals, let me know and give them my information. Here's some extra cards or here's some samples. Can you give them out to your customers? So, you know, be proactive in referring. Being remarkable. Remind your clients why your service is so special. Give them something to talk about. You know, every time I place my order with Pat, they're always on time, or she always gives great gifts, or they're always packaged so nicely. Give them something to talk about to their friends and family, and this way, you know, that they'll create the excitement, they'll create the buzz for you. Inspire confidence. If it's risky referring someone, if you don't know how it's going to go. So, you know, always be on top of your game. You know, always give 100% of yourself. This way, when people get a feedback from your business, they say, "Wow, you know, thank you, Mary, for referring Pat. She was actually fantastic. I just can't say enough about her. Blah 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 blah. I'm in turn gonna tell all my friends," and that gives your customer, the one who referred you, they're going to feel like, you know, really good about themselves. And guess what? They're going to refer you to more people. So, you know, you really want to make sure that you give them 101% of yourself. This way they're inspired. They feel confident in terms of referring you. You know, and one thing, you know, a lot of times I listen to a lot of Avon representatives and they talk about Avon and they go on and on and on. But the one big selling point that we have as Avon representatives when we ask for referrals, we can say, you know, you refer me to my friend because, you know, we offer an Avon 100% guarantee. You know, use that. I mean, that's huge. Really, really use that when talking to your customers. Let them know that we have a 100% guarantee so, you know, your friends will be can buy products from us in confidence. Treat your customers as partners, too. Let them know that you view them as a strategic partner and tell them that you hope that they do the same with you. Create formal channels to share referrals. You may want to get together and maybe have coffees with some of your friends who are in business. Maybe you want to do it once a month, and then you'll get together and you'll talk about share referrals, almost like a B&I. You know, you can come with leads. That's what they would call them in B&I. They come with leads to the table. So come, you know, go to and come together, have a cup of coffee or tea, sit down, exchange business cards or leads for that particular evening. You can do that once a month, you do it once a week. It all depends on your schedule. Educate referral source so they know what ideal referrals look like. So, you know, sometimes you have to say to somebody, you know, Mary, you know, I'm really looking for some referrals, and a good referral for me would be any woman who's concerned about their skin, any woman who's concerned about age spots or wrinkles. These are good clients for me. So, you know, let people know what you're looking for in terms of referrals. This way they know, they put their feelers out and say, oh, yeah, I know somebody. I just remember the other day my girlfriend was saying that they were very concerned about their skin. So, yeah, I'll give them your information. Give your raving fans tools that they need to refer to you. You know, you always have the one or two customers who are so excited and they just say so bubbly and they just thought that first, well, give them something to talk about. You know, tell them about your referral plan. Ask them to, you know, put your information on their signature page and, you know, send them information about you so this way they can go ahead and brag and tell your Avon story. And always, you know, again, I can't stress it enough that the best referral is referrals that you give to someone, because it will come back to you. So don't be afraid to give out referrals, because when you give out referrals, those referrals will come back to you. So this is going to be a very, very short show this evening, because I'm actually done. So with that, I hope you'll have a wonderful, wonderful week, and get out there and just sell. Next week is our order taking week, and I want to take this opportunity to thank those guys like Ellen and Connie and Dell and Bonnie for participating in the and there were so many other people that had signed up. I mean, didn't get to see them in the walk that we walked this weekend for breast cancer, Make It Strive for breast cancer. Again, everyone, have a wonderful week, and talk to you soon. Good night, everyone.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. Media Demo.
Media Demo.